Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, patchy blowing snow. Otherwise, we'll have falling temperatures, gradually clearing skies, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low of zero. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have partly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in the mid-teens. As into Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, high of 36. And Saturday night, cloudy at 25. Right now, it's 30.
No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is deflecting speculation that he might run for Senate in Kansas, saying he has a very full plate in his current job. Pompeo was asked last night in a Fox News television interview about whether he might run next year for the seat held by retiring Republican Senator Pat Roberts. Pompeo stopped short of ruling it out, but said his singular focus is his work as the nation's top diplomat under President Donald Trump. A suspect in the ambush, kidnapping, and rape of a Johnson County sheriff's deputy wants to withdraw his guilty plea. The Kansas City Star reports 23-year-old Brady Newman Cadell of Independence, Missouri, was scheduled to be sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty in May to the attack. Instead, he asked to withdraw his plea and go to trial. Following that request, Newman Cadell's attorney withdrew from the case. Mid-America Network News.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
The former coach and choreographer for a Kansas high school dance team are denying they prevented a black student from performing during an event because her skin was too dark and clashed with the costumes. The former student has sued the Blue Valley School District, alleging she was discriminated against after complaining about how she was treated. The choreographer released a statement this week saying the allegation was absolute nonsense. He says he treated all dancers with respect. Kansas legislators are still allowed to take unrecorded votes on legislation in committee and as the House or Senate debate bills despite an ongoing push for greater openness in state government. The Republican-controlled House approved new rules this week for 2019 and 20 that include a few changes that leaders said would promote transparency. But both sets of rules maintain a long-standing practice of allowing committees to take unrecorded votes. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Insurance can be complicated. Long policies, strange words, coverage exclusions. Luckily, you live near a Blue Valley insurance agent. We can help you understand what's in your policy and what's not. We'll help you get the coverage that you need, and if there's ever a claim, we're here to help. Get a hold of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for a quote or coverage questions.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Grand Island woman is accused of stealing more than $36,000 from an organization that helps people with developmental disabilities. All county court records say 39-year-old Kelly Murphy is charged with felony theft. Her preliminary hearing is set for March 12th. Police say Murphy's suspected of taking the money between January 3rd of 2017 and September 3rd of last year while working for Integrated Life Choices. Nebraska's new Secretary of State is looking to replace outdated voting equipment with new machines in all 93 counties in Nebraska. Secretary of State Bob Evnen said yesterday that the current vote counting machines are still accurate and secure, but replacement parts to fix them have become scarce and better equipment is now available. The Secretary of State's office requested funding for the machines in a budget proposal to Governor Pete Ricketts. Mid-America Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, diff, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Just the turning of a turn with a tractor in each arm down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A number of accidents were reported Tuesday with glazing ice and slick road conditions developing. Travel continued to be difficult Wednesday. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County Tuesday morning. Teresa Spillmeyer, age 62, home, lost control on U.S. 36, just east of A Road, and was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Due to the recent death of Marshall County Commissioner Lynn Feldhausen, a search is underway to fill this 3rd District seat for the remainder of the term ending in 2020. Any Republican residing in the 3rd District may send a letter of interest and a resume to Bill Philippi, Marshall County Republican Chairman, 1400 Park Place in Marysville prior to January 31st. For information, contact Philippi at 562-5467. Palmer and Greenlee Fire Departments responded Saturday to 2250 First Road in Washington County for a report of a chimney fire. The New Year's baby born at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville was a baby girl born January 10th at 1:42 p.m. She's the daughter of Aaron Feltner and Deidre Whiting, both of Seneca.
No weather-related postponements or cancellations to report this morning.
Donald Zebakratsky, age 73, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Donald Zebakratsky. Dorothy Medeiros, age 98, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Medeiros. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef stroganoff, wheat bread, peas and carrots, pears, and chocolate dessert. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potato, wheat bread, green bean casserole, and cranberry sauce. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High girls basketball will tip off at Hiawatha this evening at 5. Marysville wrestlers host Abilene. Key Indy White News time is 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Buy your tickets early for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 12th annual musical review fundraiser. It's all about the numbers at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January 25th and 26th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. p.m. at the American Legion Post
163
in Marysville. Advance tickets are
$15
and may be purchased in Marysville at the Advocate, CJ Express East and West, and in Frankfort at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop, and in Blue Rapids at the State Bank of Blue Rapids.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, we've already had this cold front move through, and we're seeing some very cold conditions. We're actually going to see temperatures continuing to fall as we head through the day, and also some very windy conditions as well, causing for a little bit of some blowing snow. Behind this cold front, we have an Arctic high pressure system moving in, bringing some cold temperatures for tonight. Good news is we'll start to see a little bit warmer as we head into tomorrow, continuing into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, it looks like we're going to see areas of blowing snow, gradually clearing skies, falling temperatures. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of zero. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the mid-30s. Wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 15. As into Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, high of 36. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January 40, the average low 19. Sunset this evening 5:33, sunrise in the morning at 7:35. We did melt away some of the snow and ice yesterday. Anything that got uncovered, likely with the sunshine, did melt away. There could still be some slick spots, especially under uncovered snow areas. 26 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of January. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Harden goes big in the Big Apple. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. James Harden dropped a career-high 61 points as the Rockets edged the Knicks 114-110. Harden's 61 ties Kobe Bryant's mark for the most ever at the Garden by a visiting player.
This is one of the historical buildings in a sport that we have. Obviously, the fans are one of the best that we have in this league, and so it's pretty cool to come out here and just put on a show for them.
In college hoops, number one Tennessee survived overtime against unranked Vanderbilt.
Grant Williams turns baseline, goes to the basket, puts it up, and in he's fouled.
Oh, big down!
Williams taking this game over.
On Vols Radio, 43 points for Grant Williams, who led Tennessee to the 88-83 victory. Australian Open, the women's finals are set as reigning U.S. Open champ Naomi Osaka knocked out 7-seed Karolina Pliskova to advance, and she'll face 8-seed Petra Kvitova, who won her semifinal matchup against unseeded American Danielle Collins. Back to the NBA, Joel Embiid scored 33, and J.J. Redick hit the big shot as the 76ers rallied to beat the Spurs.
Simmons to Redick, Redick right side, three ball for the tie, good, and a foul, J.J. Redick.
On WPEN, Redick completed the four-point play with under a minute left. They won 122-120. And the Pacers got a big win over the Raptors, 110-106, but they lost one of their top stars in the first half when Victor Oladipo was stretchered off the court with what looked to be a serious knee injury. He'll have an MRI today, but Indiana fears he could be out for the season. College basketball again. Seventh-ranked Nevada gave Colorado State a shellacking to remember.
Right on cue, he steals and leaves the break left for Nevada. Lob to the rim, Caroline Slamba.
On Nevada radio, 100-60 the final. To the NHL, Nazem Kadri found the net three times as the Maple Leafs knocked off the defending champs.
Drops for Brown, off the goalpost, they score! Nazem Kadri with the hat trick!
On SN 590, 6-3 the final as the Capitals' struggles continue. They've lost seven straight. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
We'll have live coverage of the Marysville Girls and the Hiawatha Invitational Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. First game this evening at 5, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. Continuing play Friday and Saturday. Southern is host to Auburn this evening. Marysville boys tip off hosting Nemo Hall Central on Friday. Varsity boys action at 6, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA will soon reopen Farm Service Agency offices nationwide. They had temporarily recalled all of the more than 9,700 FSA employees to keep offices open from 8 to 4:30 weekdays beginning on Thursday. However, operations will slim to just 3 days a week starting February 8th. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the plan as an effort to provide additional administrative services to farmers and ranchers during the lapse in federal funding. Select FSA offices were previously open for a three-day period. They offered limited services to farmers. The list of services offered include the market facilitation program, ag risk coverage and price loss coverage, and the dairy margin protection program, among others. Additionally, Secretary Perdue announced that the deadline to apply for market facilitation programs, which aids farmers harmed by unjustified retaliatory tariffs, has been extended to February 14th. The original deadline had been January the 15th. In a list of goals last week, the European Union left out agriculture for its upcoming negotiations with the U.S. An expected move, the action starts the talks off on a sour note, as agriculture one of the objectives for the United States. The Trump administration goals include a desire to secure comprehensive market access for U.S. ag goods by eliminating tariffs and non-tariff barriers for farm goods. A deal without agriculture has little U.S. support from lawmakers, as Kansas 1st District Congressman Roger Marshall said that if agriculture isn't in the deal, he and others in Congress will not consider it or support it. According to the U.S. Trade Representative, the U.S. domestic exports of ag products to the EU totaled $11.5 billion in 2016. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We saw mixed numbers in the futures markets as we wrapped up our midweek Wednesday. Corn had some issues deciding what it wanted to do over the course of the day and traded two sides of unchanged all day long and finished in a very narrow range, still on both sides of unchanged. March corn down a quarter cent at 378 and three quarters. July up a quarter cent at 395 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat up five and a quarter at 515. May up five and a half at 524 and a quarter. Soybeans did well. March beans up five and three quarters at 915. May beans up six at 928 and three quarters. March soybean meal down a dime at 312.90. May down a dime at 316.60. March soy oil 32 points higher, 29.38. May was up 34 points at 29.68. So all in all, not a bad day in the soy complex. Had some issues with meal, but most everything else was up. Kansas City wheat finished with kind of a rally. As far as the livestock is concerned, February live cattle up 42 at 125.55. April live cattle up 42 at 126.50. Each of the later months was in the green. January feeder cattle up 197 at 143.02. March feeders up 215 at 143.65. So some big positives for feeder cattle. Each of the later months was up by more than a dollar. So a pretty strong day all in all for cattle. Hogs not so much. February hogs down 70 at 60.77. April hogs down 125 at 64.85. So it did turn out to be kind of a tough day for hogs while cattle rallied. March cotton 39 points higher at 73.52. May cotton up 32 points at 74.85. So it was nice to see some positives for cotton. And late in the afternoon, crude oil was still struggling. March crude down 31 cents at 52.70. April down 32 at 52.98. And we were having issues with gold. February down 80 cents at 1282.60. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is
it's
a reason.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Every year, the National Corn Growers Association holds a yield contest, and the winner of this year was a whopping 477.7 bushels per acre. I'll talk to the winning farmer after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Don Stahl is a sixth-generation farmer near Lansing, Michigan. The name of the town he is closest to is Charlotte. It looks like Charlotte, but they say Charlotte there. He farms about 2,500 acres of corn and beans and a few hundred acres of wheat. And this year he was the winner of the National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest. Now, when you hear that his yield was 477.7 bushels per acre, you might think that if you multiply that out by 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 acres, that Don is sitting on a big pile of corn. But of course, that's not how these contests work. How big was your plot, Don?
Winning plot was 15 acres. Obviously, we treat that a whole lot different. But according to the rules, it has to be a minimum of 10 acres, continuous corn, that variety.
This isn't your first time in the winner's circle, though, is it, Don?
No, we've been first in Michigan now 9 straight years. This is the second time I've won the national contest. Something we never thought we'd accomplish, especially this far north in Michigan. It's cold here all the time. So
the seed technology is certainly a part of that success. Talk about in your years of farming, how seed technology has changed. What changes have you seen?
Oh, just tremendous changes. Got better vitality, withstands, like I say, the droughts a whole lot better. Just gives us a lot of advantages over what we used to grow 20 years ago. With the weather we had this year 20 years ago, we would have harvested 75 or 80 bushel corn instead of double that.
You also are the 2018 Michigan soybean yield winner. How many acres of soybeans did you farm?
Not quite 1,000. Our best yield was on our dry land plot, because typically in a dry year, in a drought year, our soybeans will perform pretty well, because we'll get a little more sunny days because we're so cloudy. Michigan's the cloudiest state east of the Mississippi. So if we can get sunlight, then yields go up. We got 124.75 on our dry land soybean plot and 122 on our irrigated plot, which is a little disappointing when you put all that time and effort into it. But still, it's not bad. They're both still the best yields we've ever pulled.
Don Stahl, the winner of the National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest. And, as you just heard, he does okay with beans, too. Back after this.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado pickups. 1,500 and 2,500 models, plus the all-new 2019 Chevy Colorado. Check out the new 2019 Buick and Chevrolet models as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Shorter run of cattle today, something over 700 head expected, including 45 black replacement quality heifers weighing 7 to 8, 70 black steers and heifers 4 to 7, 35 weighing 475 to 6 and a quarter, 20 red Angus Gelby cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 5 and a half, 30 black heifers 5 and a half to 7, 30 crossbred steers and heifers 5 and a half to 750,
13 black steers and heifers, 575 to 775, with 11 weighing in at 575 to 775. 26 black and red steers and heifers, 575 to 8 and a quarter. 33 weighing in at 575 to 8 and a quarter. 60 black heifers, 6 to 750. 35 black and white faced steers, 6 and a quarter to 800. 25 black steers and heifers, 675 to 775. 145 weighing in at 7850. 8 black steers, 725 to 750. 60 Charolais steers and heifers, 725 to 9. 6 red Angus steers, 750 to 8. And 53 black heifers weigh 8 to 850. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY, 26 degrees with a light northwest wind. Not a lot of change temperature-wise, likely won't break the freezing mark again yet today. Despite colder temperatures yesterday, the afternoon sunshine did melt some of the snow and ice away. At least the ice, if the snow has moved off the top. Those areas with snow on the top may still have a glaze of ice beneath, so be careful for slick spots yet this morning. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations. Schools are back on their regular schedule today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The 9th-ranked Jayhawks travel to face the 8th-ranked Wildcats in the highlight of the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Kentucky has hit its stride after some early struggles, beating Mississippi State 76-55 for its 5th straight win. The Jayhawks are tied for the lead in the Big 12 at 5-2, but they're also just 1-3 on the road. The matchup happens this Saturday evening with Kansas in Kentucky, tip-off time set for 5 p.m. The Kansas State Wildcats and Wichita State Shockers are also both in action this Saturday. Kansas State traveling to Texas to take on the Aggies. That game tips off at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And Wichita State also on the road. They're headed east to take on the Connecticut Huskies with a 5 p.m. tip-off time. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
For decades, white planters have earned a reputation for boosting yields and profits. Now they've taken a quantum leap forward with the addition of precision planting, world-renowned technology. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Did you know that precision planting technology is fully integrated into your equipment straight from the factory? Right now, you can demo the 9800 VE series planter, which takes the trusted systems white planters have used for years and combines them with precision planting's innovations for an even higher level of performance. It's all designed to give you more speed so you can plant faster while still getting the seed exactly where it needs to be. More accuracy, one seed per space, and seed spacing consistent across the entire width of the planter, and higher yields with real-time data to help you make better decisions. White planters and precision planting. We've combined two proven brands into one fantastic value. Find out more at Schmidt & Sons, your white planter dealer, located in Mount Hope and Winfield, or check us out on the web at schmidtinc.com.
It turns out that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will play in one more game this season. It's just not the game that the Chiefs fans might have wanted him to be playing in. Mahomes announced this week he'll attend Sunday's NFL Pro Bowl in Orlando, Florida. A handful of Chiefs were selected for the Pro Bowl, including wide receiver Tyreek Hill, tight end Travis Kelce, offensive lineman Eric Fisher, linebacker Dee Ford, and fullback Anthony Sherman. Hill, Fisher, Ford, and Sherman will join Mahomes in Orlando. Kelce said he will not attend the game. Kansas State offensive tackle Dalton Risner begins his path to the NFL this week as he takes part in the 2019 Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Risner, a two-time first-team All-American for the Wildcats, will be making the 9th appearance by a Wildcat in the Senior Bowl since 2012. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball returns on a makeup basis tonight for the Marysville girls, tipping off in the Hiawatha Invitational versus Maranatha at 5. Live coverage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the MHS girls on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Semifinals will be moved Friday with the championship round on Saturday. Marysville High wrestlers this evening will entertain Abilene in a North Central Kansas League duel. High School Hoops Southern entertains Auburn tonight. Marysville Boys tomorrow night Friday, host Nema Hall Central. That will be a 6 o'clock varsity start. We'll have it live on AM 1570, FM 94.1 as well.
If you've never experimented with lentils in your soup recipes, maybe it's time you tried. It's all about a very likable legume today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond has a birthday, and canned beer was first sold on this day in 1935. Looking for a warm, satisfying dish that's a little bit more diet-friendly than most comfort foods? Lentil soup might just hit the spot. Lentils are legumes native to Mediterranean regions, and they're packed with nutrients and fiber. While most soup recipes combine lentils with brown rice, onions, carrots, and other seasonings, you can modify to your heart's content. Which lentil variety works best? Common brown lentils do just fine, and the green variety, if you can find it, holds up well too. Pass on the red varieties, though. Their softer textures are better in sauces and purees. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find all kinds of lentil soup recipes at almanac.com.
KNDY.
To a dashboard singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first?
Baby, something new is what you're feeling like a real night.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, patchy blowing snow. Otherwise, we'll have falling temperatures, gradually clearing skies, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low of zero. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10.